Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, voice your opinion on today's topic, because I know you have one. I know you have an opinion. I know it's strong, and I want to hear it, okay? 818-301-5834, because you know what? I am going to give you my opinion. without a doubt, I am going to give you my opinion, okay? So, if you want to talk about this, call in. Let's talk. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, even corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, thank you guys for tuning in, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can follow us at The Frank W. Show. On Twitter, at The Frank W. Show. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can go into your account, look to the top of the page, and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And go ahead and do your thing there and become friends of the show. Now, those who are listening online, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon where you'll be able to follow the show however you want on a daily basis. You'll get all the show notes and everything that comes from the show. And so that means that whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today was a kind of overcast type day. It was still nice out as far as temperature-wise. I think it was in the low 70s, mid 70s. Okay, and everything is good. Okay, everything's good outside. So do whatever you want to do, guys. The next couple of weeks are gonna be good, but after that, we don't know. I believe everything's gonna start to go downhill, and you know, not bad, but just that it's gonna start to get cold. We're going to have to break out our jackets, turn the heater on, and light up the fireplaces and all that jazz. You know what I'm saying? So get ready for that because it's coming. It's already October 14th, okay? And it's like 17 more days and it's Halloween. I mean, this year has flown by. I mean, it went fast. So, excuse me. That's what you have. You have I remember my mom and my grandmom used to always say, the older you get, the faster time flies. The older you get, the faster time flies. And that's exactly what's happening. I mean, time is just going by like you wouldn't believe. And it's mind-boggling, but it's happening. The years are starting to go faster and faster and faster and faster. Okay. So the deal there is that, you know, time waits for no one. So it's almost, you know, October's halfway gone, all right? And then we're going to be into November, getting ready for Thanksgiving. And then Thanksgiving will be here before you know it. Then we're looking at Christmas. Right after Thanksgiving comes what? Christmas, okay? Pretty much the week after Thanksgiving starts Christmas. I was in Home Depot over the weekend. And there was a young lady there that was decorating the Christmas trees. And I'm like, man, you're decorating Christmas? You guys putting up Christmas trees and stuff already? she was like, oh yeah, this is the term. And then she was saying that other places like Garden Ridge, those, you know, type places with the similar stuff, they're you know, they've had their Christmas things up for 2 weeks now, she said. So she's saying that they're kind of behind. So, you know, whatever that means, I don't know, but I mean, already getting ready for Christmas. They're pushing us into it, guys. They're pushing us towards it. So we have to embrace it and move on. But that's the deal, right? That's the deal. So here we go. Now, again, guys, thank you for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834. Now, today's episode is called What Would Happen If Your Best Friend Turned Gay? Okay? Or what would happen if your best friend called you up and said, you know, say for instance me, what if my best friend called me up and said, Frank, I'm gay. And he's like, I'm coming out of the closet and I'm gay. I've been gay for a few years, but now I want everyone to know that I am gay. And that's the deal. Now, I talked to several people about this situation. I mean, my best friend didn't call me and tell me he was gay. No. Don't get it twisted, okay? My best friend didn't do that. All I'm saying is, what if your best friend called you and said, hey, I'm gay? What would you do? What would be your response? Well, like I was saying, and I was talking to some people today, like I was saying is that would be a problem for me. Now, I don't know about you guys. I don't know how you guys feel about these different situations, but that would be a problem for me, okay? And the reason that that's a problem is because, you know, okay, to each his own, right? But, okay, you've been in the closet all these years, and then all of a sudden you come out and say, Frank, I'm gay. So that means that, you've been gay for a while. You just didn't turn gay yesterday. You've been gay for a while, and, you know, I'm trying to figure out, why are you telling me that you're gay? If you didn't tell me before, why are you telling me now? And all I was saying was, all I was saying earlier was that when someone comes out of the closet and tell you that they're gay, then, you know, there's something behind that. And can you be friends? Can you still be friends with your best friend if they told you he or she was gay? My response to that is no. I can't continue to be friends with a gay guy. I can't. It's, you know, that's just me. Because at some point, you know, you don't know when, you don't know where, but at some point, he's going to come off to you about it, okay? And you guys are going to get into a huge disagreement and all this rigmarole, and, you know, you're going to lose your friendship there. So, you know, all I'm saying is that, you know, you're going to lose your friendship anyway. And instead of going through something that would be very, very, you know, confrontational, possibly, that, you know, I just wouldn't associate myself with them anymore. Period. Y'all with me? I just have to walk away at that point. You know, you call me and said that you're gay. Okay. That's fine. You're gay. But that doesn't mean that I still have to, you know, stay friends with you, because I'm not. That's just me. Okay? And you know, to make a point, like I said, they said that to you for some reason. For some reason, they told you that they were gay. Okay? For some reason. And because, you know, you can say that they came out of the closet. That's why they told you, Frank. Well, yeah, but, I mean, why didn't you tell me earlier? Why didn't you tell me before? Why didn't you tell me last year when you and your guy started hooking up? Why didn't you tell me then? Why didn't you tell me as soon as you turned gay? What makes you tell me that you're gay now, at this point in the game? What makes you say that? Okay? And that's what I'm wondering. What makes you say that, you know, that you're gay? What triggered it? What triggered you to tell me that you're gay? I don't know. But what I do know is that I'm no longer going to be friends and associate with that person because of that. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, Frank, that's not right. You're discriminating against that person. Well, you know, it may be like that in your eyes, okay? But it just in my eyes is that I don't want to be associated with a gay person like that. My best friend, I don't want my best friend to be gay, all right? And maybe he can't help it, you know? And that's fine, you know? Can't help it. That's fine. But at the same time, we can't be friends. Okay, we can be friends at a distance. I may see you somewhere and, you know, throw my hand up and talk to you or whatever, but I got to keep it moving. Because tell me this, if if your friends see you out with the gay guy, your friend, your best friend, the gay guy, and they know that he's gay, or they have an idea that he's gay, what is that going to mean for you? How are they going to perceive you at that point? Are they going to perceive you as still being that's still Frank straight, you know, this guy gay, but Frank straight, so that's not true. Why is Frank hanging with this gay guy? All right? And that's a problem for me. So that's my deal. Well, what would you do? What would happen with you? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. Okay? Now, again, so one guy gave me this scenario. He said, okay, Frank, if you were in the room with your best friend and you know he's gay, right, you guys drinking and partying, watching the game or whatever, and you get drunk, you pass out. You wake up in the morning, and you're in the bed naked. All your clothes are off. And he's laying on the floor next to the bed, and all he's got on is a robe. Now, you don't remember anything. You don't remember anything that happened or, you know, if it happened, okay? You don't remember any of that. All right, you're just like, man, what happened last night? Drank so much. Why am I naked? And, you know, and like I said, that's a problem, right? That's a problem for me. But, you know, you then your friends say, well, nothing happened. You know, I just helped you get into bed. Hey, help me get into bed. You took all my clothes off. Come on, dude. So that's another thing. Can't be friends with people like that. I can't myself. Okay? And that's what I told him. I said, I wouldn't. I'd be highly upset about that. And like I said, it would be a problem, a big problem. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk, guys. Let's beat this thing. Now, tomorrow, I show on tomorrow. Well, I'm gonna be straight up with you guys. I may not be here to do a show tomorrow. I got some things that I need to get done, and I have to get them done. So I may not be here tomorrow to talk with you guys. I'm gonna do my best to be here though, but I have to run an errand after work, and I may not be able to get back to the show in time to run it. But if you don't get a message from the show saying I'm having a show, I'm having an episode or whatever, then you know, go ahead and go about your business and do whatever you do. And you know, and don't worry about it. But if I do a show, if I do have a show tomorrow, I will put it out there, and you guys should get your reminders about the show if we make it happen. Okay? So think about that. Keep up with that. And you know, I'll see. Okay, and like I said, I got some things going on tomorrow that I have to take care of. I have to go and take care of it, and so I may not be able to do the show. But regardless of that, my next show, whenever that is, my next show maybe either tomorrow or Wednesday. Is gonna be I forgot it. I wrote it down, but I don't have it in front of me. But I did write it down. Okay, here it is. My memory came back. Why single women target married men? Okay. Why do single women target married men? I know you guys know the answer, have ideas and all this. I do too. I've got ideas about it, what have you. But that's exactly what we want to talk about, is why do single women target married men? And we'll get into that tomorrow and get all that stuff, that all those things ironed out like we want, okay? Get all that stuff ironed out. So we should be good for that either on tomorrow or Wednesday, okay? And also I'm going to do a show here pretty soon called Would You Rather? And I've done this a couple of times, and it turned out to be some great shows, okay, and I'm gonna kick off uh, a, couple of three of them. All right. The first one is, would you rather, in a sudden huge thunderstorm, be caught 15 miles out to sea on a jet ski, or 1 mile out on a windsurfer? Would you rather be a gorgeous person of the opposite sex, or keep your gender but be an ugly person? Would you rather have only older siblings who tease you incessantly, or only younger siblings who depend on you all the time? Would you rather descend from a helicopter 1,000 feet high by sliding down a 1,000-foot long metal pole, or by jumping under the magical condition that promises you'll be saved if you can land on your feet? Would you rather have to spend the day wearing underwear filled with molasses, or wearing underwear filled with gravel? Would you rather not be able to shower, bathe, or would you rather not be able to shower or bathe for a month, or not be able to brush your teeth for 6 months? Would you rather be famous or rich, but not both? Okay? I'd rather be rich than famous. Because if you're famous, okay, you got a lot of headaches coming. A lot of people always constantly harassing you everywhere you go. Okay? That's a problem in my book. Okay? So I'd rather be rich and just walk around like I am now without, you know, people all over me. Okay, would you rather for the rest of your life be on a liquids-only diet, or eat anything you wish but have to burn it to a crisp first? Oh, that's pretty funny right there. Would you rather have to fight off charging elephant while you are armed with only a bow and 20 well-made, very sharp arrows, or would you rather, while you are armed with just 5 long, sturdy spears? Would you rather make a comment that goes down in history as one of the stupidest things ever said, or have the national media report scandalous allegations against you that are not true? Would you rather vote for an honest, stupid politician, or a liar with tremendous savvy? Would you rather never eat at a restaurant again, or never be able to eat your 10 favorite dishes? Again, guys, I'm going to do this show one day here pretty soon, towards the end of the week. Would you rather? Tune for that, guys. So now I got about a minute left in the show, and I'm going to get out of here. But again, guys, take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. Have a great day at work tomorrow. Have a good night tonight. And I'll see you in about 23.5 hours. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. Good night.
Count my days, I'm gone. Forget to reach it. if I'm wrong, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now.